everybody. This is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are back after some lengthy absence.
A long hiatus.
Yes, a long hiatus.
It's kind of like how TV shows go off in November and then don't come back until February. That's kind of what we did. It's sweeps month now, so we're back.
That's right. We had a mid-season finale.
That's right.
And now we're back.
And now we're back. We've left you all on the edge of your seats, I'm sure.
And have so much exciting news to share.
So much has happened.
So much has happened since the last time we podcast. Except that really nothing has happened since the last time we podcast.
But it was like back before Christmas, wasn't it?
I think so. I can't even remember the last one.
So really, I mean, a lot has. You finished a book.
I did. I finished a book. I feel like that was the biggest hurdle in our way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because there were lots of days when I thought, yeah, I totally want a podcast. And then I'd get into writing or something and then I'd back off of that thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the problem with the writing is when I'm writing, because as you know, I'm in that process right now. You feel like you're like, well, I have used up all of my words and I have no more words left to say about anything.
Right, and all that I have room for in my brain is Bravo.
Yeah, that's it. And so I have to do something mindless. I can't make any meaningful conversation or words or whatever. I'm never more of a hermit than I am when I'm working on a book because I just feel like I'm really not fit for public consumption because I have nothing to say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me the other day, you and I, we have a cycle. Like one of us seems to finish a book about the time that one of us starts, which means we never have a time when both of us are completely normal.
Yeah, well, and that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
It probably works out for the best in the whole scheme of things. Because then what that means is while one of us is working on a book, the other one is sending the other random clips from YouTube.
Right, Jimmy and Fallon.
Purses we could buy at Anthropology and stuff like that. So we need that balance in our lives.
We do. Yeah, we need one person who's preoccupied. Ah, there she is. Yep.
There's Hazel.
There she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put Mabel out.
You did?
Yeah, but they're pretty calm because Perry took them to the ranch this morning, so they're a little more subdued than their normal selves.
Well, I took Hazel to the vet for a bath and a nail trim Saturday and just boarded her because we were having company over Saturday night and they had small kids and I didn't really know if they were dog people or not. And so I just boarded her for the night. And so I told them when I took her, because you know she's a high anxiety dog. Like she has some separation anxiety. She may or may not grab our shoes and run off with them when she knows we're getting ready to leave. Like I'm just saying she has some issues about abandonment. So I told them when I got there, I was like, hey, sometimes, you know, like you may have to give her something in order to actually bathe her because she can get a little on edge sometimes if it's not her people. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what they gave her. Like I didn't look closely to see. They did tell me that they had to give her something yesterday. I'm assuming when they started to trim her nails.
Okay.
But sister dog could not keep her back legs like vertical last night. Like she would stand up and they would slide.
I wonder if that's maybe the same thing, which I can't remember what it's called, but you know, we got a little sedative for Mabel last time we were at the doctor, just because we felt like every now and then she just needs something to tell her, hey, it's time to simmer down a little bit.
So
we did get her a little something, but I can't remember now what it's called.
No, I don't know what this was called, but she slept really well. So I'll say that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, sometimes these high maintenance dogs, they're high anxiety. They just need a little something.
Take the edge off. Just a little something.
Yep. That's it.
I have another grocery delivery coming today. I was going to have groceries come tomorrow, but then today I realized like when I was making Alex's lunch this morning, I thought, oh, see, I'm out of Ziplocs. So I thought, I'll go ahead and get it to come today. But Hazel, my goodness.
Maybe that was your stomach. No, I thought maybe talking about the groceries, you got hungry.
Ooh, excuse me. I'm very hungry. So I went ahead and placed my order today. And I'm going to tell you what, like,
That is, so they'll go to whichever grocery store you want.
Well, here right now they go to, we're talking about this delivery service. It's called Shipt, Shipt.
You're in San Antonio. They don't have it. Okay. Just know that.
Well, I think it's Birmingham based from what I understand. It started here. I think it spread kind of out throughout, maybe not throughout the Southeast, but around the Southeast. And they work with Publix. So I think it's the only place they work right now.
Okay.
And so so they have an app. You can do a desktop. You can do iPad. You can do an app on your phone. And there's an annual fee, and then you can tip if you want to when your groceries come. But then you just go through and you select what you need, and it's not exhaustive, but you can always like special order something. Like they had, I like Mission tortilla chips, and they didn't have the strips listed, so I requested those, and then they got them for me, and then they just deliver it to your house like magic.
See, that's, you know, I tried, you know, and we have Amazon Prime,
right,
where you can get, I mean, like the Prime Now where you can get. And so I've done that like twice, but the problem is you're limited to what they have at the Amazon warehouse. So you can't really get like your produce and stuff. Like I feel like it was good if you needed like crackers, if you needed like paper towels, but even that, they're really limited on the brands, and they didn't have a lot of my brands that I like.
I got you. Well, this is, you can get produce and all that kind of stuff. I don't like, for me, and I don't mind going to the grocery store. I really don't. It's actually one of those kind of chore things I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But lately time has been sort of at a premium. And so, especially with like practice and everything in the afternoons, you know, you have only a certain window for groceries and cooking and all that kind of stuff. So listen, for them to show up with that stuff, it's delightful. It's delightful.
That's huge. It's huge. I mean, I feel like that would be that. That to me is what I need in my life. Mm-hmm. Is that because it's not the cooking that I mind really. I mean, sometimes I don't like the cooking, but it's the having to go get the stuff. It wears me out. Gully and I've had this whole discussion in the last week of just these like super, like, here's what we're calling them now. Instead of first world problems, we call them doodle problems because her problem, and it's because she has that golden doodle dog, and that one day she was like, I'm searching the whole internet because I've got to find a good conditioner for Sally Doodle because her hair is getting too matted and they're having to shave her, you know, if we don't get it. And so she was like, that's a doodle problem that I'm having to shop. So now we're like, what's your doodle problem? And we said, it's stuff like that. It's having to go to the grocery store and get the ingredients. It's like when you're using your Clarisonic in the shower and you go to use it, it does that, and like the battery's dead. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, it's just more than I, like, how much more, Lord, can I take now? My Clarisonic is dead.
Sure. Yeah.
The spinach I bought last week is bad, and now I don't have a green to offer as a side dish for my family. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of stuff. That
real
you
life.
Know, it's not
real
a real
life.
This isn't a real problem, but it's a doodle problem.
Right. Well, I think that for me, like the whole Shipt thing, like just being able to, here's what it did for me. So a couple, like, I guess it was Saturday afternoon, maybe. I can't remember. Maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. The days all run together. But I just kind of started thinking through, okay, what am I going to cook this week? And because I was looking in my pantry here to see what I had, and then I was going through the app just like picking a meat here and there or a side here and there. I don't know. It kind of made me focus on, now that could last, listen, that could last 2 days or it could last for the next 2 years, this phase.
Yeah.
But for now, it is helpful to me.
I hear.
And
okay.
Oh, listen to
well,
this. My friend Becca said that they had been out of town or something, and they came home and everybody was sick in her family, like, and she didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. So she got on the Shipt app and she got like Kleenex, she got cough medicine, she got chicken noodle soup. Like, you know, she had a very telling, my people are sick list, and like placed her order. And when the person delivered it to her house, they had attached a get well soon balloon.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. No. Well,
see,
that is
they're
the
here.
Nicest.
Here, Hazel. That they're here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the Shipt people are there right now?
Yeah, but I asked them to leave my groceries on the front porch.
Oh, my. It's like we're getting a live demonstration. It's like we plan this whole podcast to be like it's a commercial. It's a commercial. Oh, wait, they're here. My groceries have now been delivered fresh right to my front door. Hold, please. Ah.
I know.
And here I am over here. I bet my Clarisonic's not charged. I'm going to have to store tomorrow.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a good, like, I you know. Now, there is a little bit of a markup, I think, on certain things.
That, I mean, okay.
Are you there?
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
you're real,
can you hear me?
You're real staticky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Am I any better?
A little bit.
Okay. I wonder if I need to move closer to my modem.
Certainly. I think. And Hazel's coming in with a shoe. God. Are you plugged in?
I am plugged in.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm plugged in.
Okay.
But I'm in my bedroom, so I'm kind of far from the modem.
That could be it. It's David coming home. That was not shipped. That was David. So.
Oh, okay.
But I think what I'm going to be
able to. Am I any less staticky now?
You are. I think you are a little bit less staticky now.
Okay. All right. We'll go with this because I'm super comfortable. I really hate to have to move. So.
Hey, I'm going to try to get her out and shut my door, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
How can a family of three people and a dog be so chaotic?
I don't know, but it is. I mean, I know. Try adding another dog to that.
Golly!
You think you have problems.
That's right. I know. I'm short an animal, and anyway.
I know.
That's my big news, is the shift.
Okay.
That's very exciting. We're gonna have new music at the beginning of this podcast. I'm gonna use our new theme song music.
Oh good. Okay, that's exciting too. Well, we have lots of big news.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try it out and see how it does.
See how it sounds. Okay, great. I'm super excited about that.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, I don't really have any big news. I feel like my whole life has been either driving to soccer practice or driving to soccer games or trying to write a book and going to the grocery store because I don't have shipped.
Right.
So that's pretty much. You know, we do have Favor here. Do y'all have Favor? Where you can have food delivered?
If we do, I don't know about it.
Well, you might have Favor. So Favor is an app. And we have it here, and they'll basically pick up anything for you and deliver it to your door. So technically, I guess they would do groceries. I don't know that for sure. I tend to think of them more in terms of like food delivery. Like any restaurant, they'll deliver food. But I know the girl who cuts my hair says like she'll have them pick up her dry cleaning and drop it off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they'll do all those little errands for you. And I mean, there's an upcharge, and of course, and all that stuff. But I had told Perry, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, we were trying to decide what to get for dinner, and we were talking about Chris Madrid's, which, remember the tostada burger you were here? But they don't deliver, and we were both saying Chris Madrid's, but we were like, it's kind of far, do we want, and I said, well, I could have Favor deliver it, and Perry was like, what is that? And I said, well, it's a food delivery. I said, it's like Uber, but they bring food, and he said, so you're just going to let a stranger go pick up food for you and bring it to your house? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, how do you know they aren't going to like spit in your burger or whatever? And so now he's totally ruined Favor. And how is that any different than calling a pizza delivery, which is what we've done forever?
How? It's not different.
It's not any different. It's not. At the moment, I didn't think of that argument because then he got me all weirded out thinking about it. He said, so you just let some stranger, I mean, you don't know who it is, just going to pick up food and bring it, and then you're going to eat it.
In fairness, you're not giving the stranger your child. I mean,
but now I can't quit thinking about somebody spitting in my burger, and so I'm like, well, you ruined that for
me. By the way, could happen in person at the restaurant.
Yes, it could. I mean, I'm trusting somebody else to cook my food.
That's right.
And bring it to my table and the whole thing. I mean, there's a whole lot of unknowns in that whole thing. You don't know if people have washed their hands. You don't know what people do in their kitchen.
You don't know which really brings us to the subject of a potluck dinner.
Yeah.
You don't know what people have done in their kitchen. You don't. Mm-mm. You don't know.
Well, you know, I talk about this at the end of Nobody's Cuter Than You, but Gully and I, you know, our lives were changed forever because she worked with a lady named Cheryl at State Farm back when she was pregnant with Jackson. And Gully was pregnant, and at State Farm, everybody loved to bring in all their different dishes. They would have, like, potlucks, and people would bring in different stuff because, you know, it's like a break room. It's like the office, you know. And Gully said one day she is all excited, and that Cheryl told her, she said, girl, don't go eating out of somebody else's deep freeze, because you don't know what people do in their deep freeze.
You don't know what people do in their deep freeze.
You don't know. And so we have always, and that ruined potlucks for me forever, because I had never really thought about it. Because then she went on to say, like, you don't know about people letting their cats up on the countertop. Stop. You don't know.
Hey, here's what I'm going to say. You don't know how people have let that meat sit in the refrigerator before they put it in the deep freeze.
No, no, you don't. You don't know that people don't seal you don't know. And so
it's a lot of blind trust involved in that thing.
It is. You have to know somebody to want to eat whatever casserole they have made, is how I feel. And so it's a whole thing. And so I really have taken it on. And now, like, even, which I don't really bring that many meals now because all my friends have had babies and we don't have, but, you know, when everybody was having babies and we were bringing a lot of meals, I mean, I tended to just go pick up, like, fajitas from a Mexican restaurant because I felt like that way everybody just felt like that was the restaurant's deal.
Right.
Not, they didn't have to worry about it. I mean, now my kitchen, don't get me wrong, I feel like I have proper kitchen hygiene and etiquette, but I just didn't want other people to worry about that.
Sure. Yeah. Just, you were relieving the burden before they ever had to take it on.
Before they had to think, like, do I know that she wipes down her, does she use bleach? Like, what's her, you know, what's the story there? What's the story? What's happening? So that's on my long list of food phobias.
Well, I think those are very fair food phobias. I think that's completely legitimate.
I know. Speaking of, tonight I'm actually cooking chicken, but I will not eat it. I'm just cooking it.
Okay. What are you doing to the chicken?
I'm doing chicken and wild rice. Perry likes that. It's just chicken and wild rice casserole. It's Uncle Ben's rice. I've made it, like, I used to make it in college. It's like from the dawn of time, chicken and wild rice. But he really likes it, and he'll eat it leftover for days. And so I'll just eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something.
Hey, I have an exciting update.
What?
I just got a text. This is what it says.
From Shipped?
Yes. Okay.
Stop.
Hey, Sophie. This is your Shipped shopper, Jason. The store does not have the requested product, Crunchmaster Rosemary and Olive Oil Multi-Seed Crackers, available. They do have other varieties, though. See picture. Could I interest you in another variety?
Stop. No. This is the best. It's like you have a butler. It's like you're straight up Downton Abbey now.
So I'm going to say roasted garlic would be great, Jason. Roasted garlic would be great.
I bet it will be great.
And then I'm going to hit send.
And then it tells him.
And then here we go. It's like my life. I've reached a level of fulfillment, of personal fulfillment that I did not know was possible. It's like having the most responsible child imaginable go do your grocery shopping for you.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's like you're a combination of the Jetsons and Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Like you've got a futuristic butler.
And then he says, awesome, grabbing them, checking out, and I'll be on my way.
Oh,
come on.
Stop it.
Come on.
Wow.
I'm just going to say, like, it's somewhat like, to, you know, I got to work at this morning at 7-ish. No, it was a little before 7, actually. 7-ish. So to come home and know that somebody is going to bring me the groceries
is unbelievable.
I'm going to have to quit talking about it. But right now it's a tender place for me. It's a tender.
It's a, you know what it's like. It's like you got yourself a wife.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is. Yes. This is what men have felt like forever.
Yes. Yes.
Since the dawn of time. This is what men have felt like.
This is it. We have just.
This is what David Hudson has felt like every Monday of his whole life when he comes home from work.
Yep. Yep. It's like I just show up and there are the groceries.
Here's the thing. Here are the Nutter Butter Minis.
Yep. I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to think about where the food was coming from. It just showed up.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, all so right. A&M had a big basketball win.
Huge basketball win, which we needed it so bad. You know, we got ranked as high as the top 5, and then we just went on this losing spree. Which, I don't know what happened.
Hey, who are you talking to? I mean, who are you talking to?
I know. I mean, I was like, well, who knew? We're a basketball school, and so I'm so happy about that. And we were like top 5, the whole thing. We were going to be a number 1 seed, March Madness, the whole deal. And then we just tanked, and we just lost game after game. I don't really know what happened. But then we had a win against Ole Miss last week, so I felt like that helped us get a little bit of our mojo back. And then the huge overtime win against Kentucky. I mean, and people said that's probably one of our biggest on-campus wins we've had in forever. I can't remember the last time we've had, like, a big, like, on-campus sports win. So it was huge. And Von Miller, I mean, let's just say, he's the best PR for A&M that is happening right
now. Okay, did you read the article, the nerd article?
Yes. About,
oh, my word. One of my favorite things ever.
It was the best article ever. It was just the sweetest. And, you know, we would always laugh because I remember, like, when he would do spirit walk and stuff when he was an Aggie. I mean, a couple of different times we saw him. And somewhere we have a picture, I think, of either Will or Jackson high-fiving him in his glasses as he was on spirit walk, which mm-hmm. we need to find. But, you know, he was always – but it's like I love that he's – I mean, he's a legit nerd.
Yeah, and here's the other thing I love about him. Like, he was saying how he watched the National Geographic Channel, and the day before the Super Bowl, he's watching, like, some documentary on something. But what I love more than anything was how he and his friends have stuck together. Like,
yes.
They played peewee football together. They played college ball together. Now they're all in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm all over, lately, anything about sort of the power of deep relationship just gets all over me. And so I love that part of it. Like, just like that his mama, how his mama loved on those boys and invested that's in those boys.
Yeah, that's what hit me is I was like, his mama did that. Like, his mom and daddy, like, gave those kids, like, a home and a place and – you know, and kept them in line and all that stuff. I loved the whole thing. I thought it was so good. And I thought, to think that you go from peewee football to the NFL is crazy.
Well, I'll link to that article in our show notes.
Yeah, okay.
Because
it really is so good.
It's so good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And when he talks about when his, I can't remember which one of his friends said, I think it was, Tony Gerard, when he made the comment, when he said that when Vaughn went second in the draft, that, like, he cried.
Yes, that he bawled his eyes out.
Just that happiness for his friend and the whole, I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. That was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. So, yeah, so A&M, we had a good basketball win. We also we swept our first baseball series this weekend. So, all is well in Aggieland right now, which I'm going to be there this week. I'm going Thursday.
I didn't know that.
I am. I'm speaking at this, like, student leadership forum called Tell Your Story.
Oh, how neat.
I know. I'm excited about it. So it's in Rutter Auditorium, which is, like, our big auditorium. So I'm excited about that.
Aww.
So I know. Well, and talking to the, you know, I like to talk to the college kids.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, State did not have quite a...
I'll say you too one day grow up to be a... What? Go ahead.
I know. You too will one day grow up to be what?
A mom blogger.
That's one right. Day,
you can have a mom blog. Dream big, kids.
Dream big.
Dream big.
The State won, beat Alabama, and we were supposed to go to, I mean, I had tickets for that game that I actually gave away because we had some people over for dinner, and I didn't realize until the last minute how badly everything conflicted schedule-wise. Alex had practice, and
yes.
Anyway, but we did not do very well. Like, I'm a little disheartened, but.
Well, maybe it's getting in the groove of the season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just need a little bit of time.
Maybe so.
Maybe just need a little bit of time. Sometimes it takes a while to kind of get in your... I think that's the whole thing with this, like, is our basketball. I thought, this is a lesson and you don't want to peak too soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like State's basketball, I don't know, they've had a couple of good... You know, they beat Vandy. They had a buzzer beater and beat Vandy last week, and then they beat Alabama on the road. And so I feel like they're playing pretty well here in the little home stretch, so...
Yeah, you just that's what you need is the home stretch, because it's like basketball, it really does. I mean, if you can get into March Madness, it starts all over again.
I don't know that we'll get that far, but okay. Maybe if we win the tournament, we'd have to win the tournament, I think.
Yes, gotcha.
Okay, anything else going on in the way of health, beauty, television, anything like that?
Do we want to talk about Downton Abbey?
Okay, I have not watched last night yet because I got home late.
Well, then we can't really talk about it.
You can talk about it, and I'll put my headphones down. How about that?
No, because I'm sure there's other people that haven't. It's good, though. I'm real sad, though, because, you know, last night was the second to last one. So we're down to really just one left. You're down to two left because you haven't watched last night's. But the final episode will be March 6th.
Wow.
I know. It makes me really sad. I really feel like I'm in a... a television wilderness right now.
Oh, it's terrible.
There's just nothing that I'm that excited to watch. So, and once Downton Abbey goes, I don't know what, I don't know where I'm going
to
be.
We're going to have to trust the Lord to bring along something new.
I need a new show that I'm excited about. So, and I want it to be, I know I can go on Netflix and blah, blah, blah. I want like a show that comes on like every, like something I can get excited. I like that feeling of like, ooh, oh, but hold please.
Yes.
Tuesday night is American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Okay. Well, you know, I watched the first one. Yes. And then I got edits back and I got behind.
Well, all I can say that now that, and there's only 10 of them and I think we're like four in. But I do, like, tomorrow I'll be excited all day knowing
that. Oh, that's the best feeling.
It's, I don't know what it is. It's so cheesy and it's so, like, kind of Lifetime movie-ish. And it's so, a lot of it is really overacted. But I'm so fascinated by all of it. And somewhere it is constantly in my subconscious. Because, like, Saturday night, and I hadn't even watched it or anything. But Saturday night, somewhere O.J. Simpson, and, like, I didn't sleep Saturday night for thinking about O.J. Simpson. And I don't know why. Like, it's become like a, I'm so into it. It's so good.
Hey, I didn't know O.J. referred to himself in the third person quite so often until I watched that show. Like,
no, the juice. Yeah. He's, Yeah, it's a whole interesting thing. So,
I'll tell you who I'm most fascinated by, though, so far in the one whole episode I've seen. It's the Marcia Clark character.
Yes.
Fascinated by her.
And this past week, which I won't tell you since you were not caught up on your TV, is it's like that character really, she does a great job this week. I mean, it's just so fascinating to see. And I think if there's something about watching something that you remember living, like,
right.
But it's all these details that you didn't necessarily know were going on at the time because you think that's before the internet and Twitter and all that. So like you just had what you read in the paper or like in the magazines. And so it's interesting now to see like when Johnny Cochran got on the case and like what the reaction was and how mm-hmm. the prosecution went from being kind of overly confident to realizing like this wasn't going to be as easy as they thought. I don't know. It's just the whole thing is fascinating to me.
Yeah, because the one that I watched, like there was a moment in that first one where they were like, or maybe I watched part of the second one where they were like done and done. Like when they matched mm-hmm. the blood types mm-hmm. and when they found the glove, they were like, you know, I mean like.
Yeah, he's done.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But it's like all of a sudden, and then it's like, how did it turn? I don't know. It's just, it's fascinating. And then in some review of it, I read somewhere, they brought up a really interesting point. Like all the people on the freeway during the Bronco chase, like holding up signs saying like, go OJ and all that stuff. And they said like, today with social media, would that even happen? Or would people just be tweeting OJ on Twitter saying, OJ,
it's a different,
you wouldn't have to get out and stand on the freeway overpass.
And that's the thing, like, I think that's so interesting to think about how that case would play out if there had been, how it would have played out differently if there had been social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd have had a lot of sort of vigilante journalists, I think, attach themselves to that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know, it would be interesting to see how that happened, how they tried to spin it, how they, mm-hmm. I don't know, it would be fascinating.
Yeah, it's a whole different, you see where social media has really like totally, it's changed our culture so much, like mm-hmm. in what you know in a media, I don't know, it's just so anyway, all that to say, I've been excited about that every week, watching it, because I'd watch it just for John Travolta too.
Well, I remember like during the OJ trial, like I'd go get me a USA Today and pile up and whatever was the latest thing they had written about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
there was no internet like we know it today.
No, you would have to just, and that was me, is I would try to go home on all my lunch breaks because that was probably the best thing for my career
mm-hmm.
and sit
mm-hmm.
and eat like Ruffles potato chips and ranch dip while I watched the whatever was going on in the OJ trial that day during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was a simpler time.
So there's that.
Have you been watching The Bachelor?
No. Mm-mm. Are you?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
You know,
I got burned out on The Bachelor. I was like, at some point, everybody, I'm like, somebody's crazy. Somebody's always stirring up drama. I don't know. I got tired of it.
Yeah. I did too. You know, I didn't watch, after Sean's season, I didn't watch anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's not true. That's not true. I watched Andy's season and that kind of did me in.
Okay.
The girl Andy's season. And so I gave it a break And then, but the girls at school were talking about it so much, like the, after the first one. And I was like, well, I've got to at least see, because and it just pulled me right back in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it does. I mean, I know if I turned it on, I would start watching it. I was really trying to minimize all my television distractions since I knew I was going to be writing a book, you know.
Well, it's a good time, though, to stockpile stuff, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, because you know that summer's going to come and then there's going to be nothing.
Oh, I can't. Don't.
I know. Nothing. Mm. So I'm trying to think anything else I've been watching. That's really it.
I'm a waste with that right now.
What, with TV?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not up to date on much of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Downton Abbey was really good last night. I'm not going to ruin it, but it was really good. It was one of those where I'm like, well, I'm real sad this is about to go off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch that then after supper.
Yeah, that was it. And then, I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. I really don't have anything. I'm telling you, I'm very hermitish. I cleaned out Caroline's closet today. She was homesick from school, and so I took advantage of her being here to, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff that mm-hmm. I know she's not going to wear anymore. And we're on the constant lookout. If anybody has suggestions for like good t-shirts, just where to get like t-shirts and like t-shirts with stuff on them, which I know it's so tricky because it's almost like you have to go places to collect t-shirts, but we need like t-shirts.
Okay.
But I do like those Z Supply ones that you told me about. Those are good, but those are a dressier t-shirt.
Okay, I gotcha. You're looking for more of a...
We need like a vineyard, like she's got a Vineyard Vines shirt, you know, mm-hmm, and like Southern mm-hmm. It's those types of shirts. Like we just need random t-shirts.
Okay. Have you looked at Southern Proper?
No.
Did I just make that up? Did I just come up with a brand all on my own? Is that a reality show? Wait, hold on.
I know. Now I'm...
But I think it's not. I think it's... Southern Proper Clothing. Yes, okay. That's a real thing.
Okay, good.
Preppy clothing and accessories.
Well, that's what we need. That is what we need. Mm-hmm. So we need... She's real tired of all her t-shirts, and so she's wanting new t-shirts. So we've got that. I've quit using frankincense.
Okay, what happened?
Nothing really happened. I just ran out, and I didn't look 20 years younger, and so I thought, well, I don't think I'm going to get any more. So I kind of got tired of the smell. I know. I didn't order any more of the whatever, the Sheerloom either.
Okay.
And not because, I mean, it might have been working fine. I think I just got, you know me, I'm fickle when it comes to all that stuff.
Sure. Yeah. It's got to really deliver over a long period of time or that's it.
I don't think I'm a good long term. I get burned out, you know?
Ship's here, by the way. They just rang the doorbell. So,
well, Jason, he got your roasted garlic crackers.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, he didn't read my note about leaving it on the step. He rang the doorbell. Hazel is now she's at a level 10.
Yeah. It's a level 2 situation.
She's at a 10.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's understandable. I mean, a strange man showing up with bags. She's like Perry. That's like Perry's reaction to favor. Delivering food.
Oh, golly. So we're going on a tour this summer.
Yes, we are. We are going on a bus tour this summer. Yes.
Yes, we are. We're
on a bus. Hence the name Bus Tour.
Bus Tour.
Yeah.
Hey, it might be just this riveting. Like, it might be... just as riveting as this podcast right here in real life.
Well, we may need to read more between now to get caught up on some. Here's the problem. You know what I feel like all the current events are right now about the presidential election?
That's exactly, that is some truth right there. And I'm going to tell you what will send my blood pressure, as you know, sky high, is the presidential election.
Well, and you know who my vote is for right now? None of the above. None of the above.
Well, I got real indignant on the way to church yesterday, which in turn made Alex indignant, because you know how that goes right now at this age.
Oh, yeah.
And so David had to kind of tell both of us that maybe we might just want to back off of that thing a little bit before we went into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
But come on, America, like good gravy.
It's, you know what the thing is by the time everybody does whatever they feel like they need to do to get elected, they've all become so fundamentally unlikable to me. And I just feel like from A to Z, I feel like right now my vote is none of the above. I just, let's scratch it and start over. Like, I don't know. That's how I feel. But whatever. I mean, I'm sure I'll settle on somebody and it'll be what it's going to be, and I will find the one that is closest to my personal political ideology. But right now, I'm just done with the whole thing. I'm done with reading articles about it. I'm done with the whole thing.
Well, you know, my personal theory is that to run for a high-level political office in this current culture, with social media being what it is, and the national media being what it is, and the news cycle being what it is, I think that's the only way you can survive the scrutiny, is to have some sort of deep down fascination with yourself. I don't know. And so I feel like it just, after a while, it's just like, oh my gosh. Like,
Well, because it feels like somewhere you think you have all the answers. And maybe I'm just a person who's like, I don't have any of the answers. You know how many of the answers I have? None. So I don't know. It just,
and I know there's some some genuinely good people in the mix. It's just that the process makes it almost unbearable at this point.
I agree. That's the whole thing. Is I'm tired of it. It's oversaturated. I'm done with it right now. So I'm kind of like, let's boil it down to who our candidate's going to be ultimately when I go vote, and then go from there. So it's kind of how I feel. So, but that was not our bus tour. I don't know how we got on that from our bus tour.
Something about,
because we were going to need to read more. We were going to need to have some thoughts on some stuff. You know, I don't know how I feel about a bus. My part of the bus tour might be like, hey, can the bus drop me off at the Holiday Inn Express for the night?
Sure.
And then, you know, pick me back up. But, you know, I went to see Priscilla Shire the other night, and she was here because they're on a bus tour right now.
Oh, I didn't know their deal was a bus tour.
Oh yeah, it's a bus tour. And so when we got to it was at Oak Hills Church here in town, and when we got to the church, like where we had to park, we walked, and they had like two of those big tour buses were there. And I know she's traveling with like her husband and her kids. I mean, it's like, and then her brother and like his whole band and whatever. And when I walked by those two tour buses, I came just shy of hyperventilating, just thinking that I'm going to have to be, that's a real thing.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
On a bus. I have to hope that the air conditioning is just cranking.
Well, that's what, you know, what kind of gave me pause. Not that I'm not excited, because I am excited.
Oh, I'm super excited. I'm super excited. Traveling and go see the people.
But
it's
when Travis said that sometimes the bus's air conditioner, that the air conditioner on a tour bus situation is not reliable. Y'all know what that does to me. Like
I can't. But yeah. My mind chose not to even process that particular sentence that he texted us. I chose to block that out because I can't think about that.
Hey, do you have a bracelet of some sort?
I don't. I don't know what the problem is. I have nothing. I have no jewelry on. I'm wrapped in a blanket.
There sounds like something's rattling. I don't know what it is. I usually finish a podcast feeling like maybe I need to see a therapist. Like, maybe there's something in my brain that's
rattling.
That hears rattles and static.
No, I mean, I'm not, there's nothing that should be clinking or clanking. I'm not clicking on anything.
I really do think it's your high quality microphone.
Well, it's probably time to update from my microphone. It probably is time. This one has been good for 7 years. And it was $10.
That's so right.
It might be time.
Hey, no, because I think I told you, or maybe I didn't, maybe I told Travis, that when he said that about, I said, well, is there anywhere you can prop up like a personal fan? And he said, I said, is there anywhere you can plug in a personal fan? And he said, well, yeah, but there's nowhere really to set it. And I had this vision of like a fan going and my hair getting tangled, wrapped up in the blades.
Yes.
You haven't cut it out.
That would be so awful.
Like some bad Barbie doll hair situation.
Oh, it would be so awful. But I think, don't they have those clip-on battery-operated fans? Didn't we take one of those to the Amazon?
Lord willing, they do. That's all I'm going to say. We didn't take one to the Amazon. If we had, it would have never turned off.
No, that's for sure. I'd have carried that sucker around the whole time. But that's part of what I'm in the market for, is I'm going to look for a really good battery-operated fan.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. I think that's fair. But I really am excited about it. I think it'll be tons of fun.
Oh, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be great. I really do. That's what I'm telling myself. It's going to be a lot of fun. We don't know yet where we're going for sure.
No, we don't.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. So as soon as we know that, we'll keep everybody up to date. We just secret.
It's a big surprise.
I don't know. I'd be willing to bet some stops in the South for sure.
I'd be willing to bet.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else I've got that I have made a mental note that I wanted to share.
I know. I feel like I've had stuff and now I can't remember anything.
I know. I feel like I've been in a bad musical place. I've decided that Sirius no longer plays music I care to listen to. I just click around the whole time. There's nothing I want to hear. I can't listen to Ed Sheeran sing about anything again for the rest of my life. And I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a lovely young man. I'm sure he's a gifted young man. But I've never gotten past when your legs don't work like they used to before. I've never gotten past it.
Understandably so.
I've never gotten past it. I don't want to hear that Photograph song one more time. And unfortunately, they play it like still. That and that Stitches song, that Shawn Mendes song, I can't hear it ever again.
Yeah, yeah. So, is Shawn Mendes, do we think, is he the son of Sergio Mendes? Remember Sergio
Mendes? I remember. Never going to let you go.
I wondered that.
Hey, I think your microphone is dying out, is what I think's happening. I think it is. It's not at all clear. What? I can't hear you. I can't hear the words you're saying.
You really can't hear me right now?
No, I can't hear you right now. Yeah.
Okay. My Logitech mic. Okay,
here's what it sounds like on my end. My Logitech. Hey, hold on. It's my Logitech mic.
Yeah. Should I unplug it and just go unmic? Is that better?
Let's try it with you unplugging it.
Okay, now I've unplugged it. I have no mic.
Oh, I think that's so much better.
Oh, okay. Well, the old Logitech is going to go in the trash then.
Oh, yes, that's so much better.
Okay, that's $10 I'm never going to get back.
Over the course of the last 7 years, it's cost you pennies a month. Golly.
I'm wrapping up the cord to throw it away right now.
Here's no kidding. Here's what you sounded like. It was like Charlie Brown's teacher, but fading in and out.
Listen. You don't get this kind of quality on Jamie Ivey's podcast.
No, you're not going to get this kind of. No, you're not going to get this.
Anywhere else.
Okay, now I'm trying to Google Shawn Mendes and Sergio Mendes because I'm real hung up on that. Although I bet, honestly, it's more like Sergio Mendes is his granddaddy, if you want to tell the truth.
Well, it probably is, but the reason why is for a long time, I was like, wow, good for him. He hadn't had a hit in years. And then it dawned on me, no, that's not Sergio Mendes, that's Shawn Mendes. Probably no relation.
Okay. No, I don't think there's any relationship, but Sergio Mendes was born in 1941.
Okay, so he's 70.
So he was an older gentleman when we enjoyed him when we were in junior high.
Yeah. Yeah, he's older than my dad.
Yeah, and then Shawn Mendes was born in 1998.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. So he's five years old.
You know, then our kids.
Wait, you cut out again.
Okay, am I there now?
Yeah, you are.
So he's older. He's only 5 years older than our kids.
Yep, you got it.
Wow. You know what? That's funny that you said it, because you know what dawned on me? Because like going to A&M to talk, like I was kind of getting ready. I was preparing my talk and thinking about what I was going to say. And I was like, I'm class of 1993. And I was going to be like, some of you weren't even born in 1993. And I thought, no, none of them were born in 1993 if they're in college now. Mm-hmm. Like none of them were born. I mean, unless they're like really that, you know how you always had that one old guy that was like a cigarette that had been there, who's like 27. So like one of them, but chances are that guy's not at a leadership forum for students.
Yeah. That's the JK Living guy. JK Living man. JK Living.
He's at the Tap, which is one of our bars. So anyway, but yeah, it was a weird thing where I was like, oh, I graduated from college before any of these people were born, which makes sense. So I don't know. It's just very strange. They're babies. And the thing is they're not that now at this point, they're so close to our kids' age.
Oh, I know. It's bizarre. I mean, it's crazy. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Yeah. 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 So, totally crazy. But
okay, so we're gonna get you a new like a blue microphone. We're gonna get you a good new microphone.
Okay, I'm down for that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll go buy one maybe tomorrow.
Okay, or you can just order it from Amazon. Let them bring it to you. Order it from Amazon.
Okay, like shipped. See if I had shipped, maybe I could be like, hey, could you pick up a microphone at the store?
That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna say. Let me see if my shipped guy has sent me a text.
Okay.
Since he left. Because I bet he's waiting to see if he's going to get a tip. No, he didn't. He hasn't texted me since. Okay. Okay. Any makeup news?
No, I haven't really. Oh, you know what? I do have a little bit of makeup news.
Okay.
I read on, it was on Shay's blog, on Shay Scholl's blog.
Yes.
Several weeks ago, she mentioned a tip where she was mixing a drop of her BB cream with a drop of this NARS hot sand luminizer, and like would mix those together on like a little beauty blender sponge and use that as her like coverage in the morning. And I ordered that NARS hot sand luminizer.
I gotta look it up right now.
It's only at Nordstrom, the hot sand. Mm-hmm. It's like a limited Nordstrom color. They have it in other colors, but the hot sand apparently is a pretty neutral color. So I thought that's good because my skin is a lot lighter right now than it will be in a couple of months, although I'm trying to be really good with my sunscreen, but you know, but it makes the BB cream, like it makes your coverage not look as chalky and dry to have that luminizer mixed in. Like it kind of gives you that, like a little more glowy, but not too glowy, not like J-Lo glowy, just like fresh faced glowy. I feel like it looks a little softer.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to be a Copacabana girl and not a hot sand girl based on the shades.
Yes. Yeah. You're lighter. So that might be a better, but it's just, you just do a drop of each and then I just kind of mix it on my little beauty blender and then I rub it and, you know, like just put it all over. And I really like it. So that's been my newest makeup revelation.
I'm curious about that. I'm going to have to try that.
I like it.
I mentioned this in my post today, but I just, when I clicked on the shades of this NARS Illuminator, it just verified it for me. Why do the names of makeup shades have to be so edgy?
I don't know. I don't understand. I thought you made a really good point on your blog post today, because it's all like vamp it up, like
they're very provocative.
Urban Decay. I mean, I thought, just the whole brand Urban Decay. Yeah. That doesn't really sound like something you want to put on your face.
Yeah. I just want to look pretty or prettier. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So I would call it like roses, daisies, I'll whatever. Sunset, cloudy, you know, spring leaves, something. But like, why all the like anarchy? Like, we're just all just mad. Yeah.
I don't know. I blame it on the Hunger Games. I think it's all like, we're all Katniss in a dystopian society. I don't really know. Because here's, if marketing, it depends on who you're marketing to. And I guess clearly we are not the target market these days. Although we are at a stage in our life where we may have more disposable income. You know, because I mean, I wasn't buying $20 mascara when I was 20. Well, I was, but it was on my dad's charge card.
For sure.
You know
what I mean? Uh-huh.
But like, I wasn't spending my own money on that. But like, if they want me to buy anything, you know what you ought to call it right now? Youthful glow.
Youthful glow. Every color. Every color is youthful glow.
I want it all. I want mm-hmm. all the youthful glow. I want the youthful glow BB cream. I want the youthful glow eyeshadow. I want the everything. If it promises a youthful glow, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. That's wise.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we're looking for.
He calls it that. Yeah.
I'm noticing this NARS Illuminator, though, like the ratings on it are super high. I'm going to have to try it.
I really like it. Like, and in fact, the other day I just put on my sunscreen because I'm really trying to be like, I'm just now when I get up in the morning, I wash my face and then I put on my sunscreen.
Okay.
Even if I don't think I'm going outside, but I'm just trying to be like vigilant about my sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just did a little bit of that Illuminator, just kind of is extra coverage. And I liked it even like that.
Okay.
I think it's, I'm a fan.
Well, that's good to know. You know, I like a new, like, you know, I've been using the Clinique CC cream and I really like it. Like, I really like, it's got a little bit more of a, it has a little bit more of a glow to it than just like foundation does. You know, it kind of, I don't mm-hmm. know, kind of perks you up a little bit. But, mm-hmm. But I like Illuminator. I like the name. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I really like it. And I had bought some other kind of Illuminator before that one. I can't remember now what it was called, but it came in more like a concealer stick kind of thing, so it was harder to use. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I never could quite figure out how to do it right. And I feel like on some of these beauty blogs, people use a lot of those like real serious illuminators or whatever, and then I'm like, well, now you just look like you have white raccoon eyes.
Sure.
You know, like a little bit, it's a long way. So anyway, I like the idea of just blending it because it made it kind of foolproof, which is what I need.
Okay. It's a good
idea. So that's it. But other than that, I don't think I've tried. I don't think I have any new products that I'm using right now.
No skincare, anything?
No, I'm back to my SkinCeuticals overnight dry.
Mm-hmm,
maybe. And my Dr. Gross pack, you know, exfoliating peel pads. I reordered those because I've just decided I think that's working better for me than anything else.
Okay, so new book. How's that going?
Yeah. It's going to be so good. Y'all are going to totally want to buy it.
Stay tuned, everybody.
It's coming. You know how it is.
Yeah, I do.
It's in the beginning stages. I'm still trying to, you know, it's kind of like when you have a newborn baby and you kind of go, huh, well, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm losing a lot of sleep over this. And then, in about 6 months, you go, oh, I love it so much. It's precious, but I'm not there yet.
I gotcha.
Yeah. What about you? Are you excited? Are you so happy to be finished?
I'm happy to be finished with it. I've thought of about 16 things that I wish I had said. Like just
really?
Just in the last week. Yeah, I thought about 16 things that I like where I almost want to do an addendum. Like just, hey, yeah. Forgot to mention. Here's a few things I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
But no, I am. I mean, I'm this one's so quick that I feel like, you know, I mean, I'm going to whip my head around and it's going to be back from the printer. So, but yeah, I mean, this one was a lot of fun to me to write just because it's a little different and,
mm-hmm. It's so good.
Thanks.
It is. It's really good. Everybody's going to really like it.
So I don't know, but you know, I mean, you know, it's different. So there's a little bit of not angst, but just like, well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to, I don't know. I don't know that I ever totally make my peace with a book until it's actually out and I know, well, now I can't do one thing about it.
Nothing
and then
you
it's
can
just
do.
Like, yeah, and then it's just like, well, and I, the way I make my peace with it is I never read it again.
Right.
That's it. So,
I have not read the only part like of the of Home Is Where My People Are, the only thing I have reread on that in that one, I'm trying to I think that What Mississippi Does chapter I have read out loud a couple of times when I've spoken. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that's it. Like I couldn't really tell you what else. I mean, I could tell you what else is in there, but I couldn't really.
Mm-mm. No,
speak
I'm saying,
to specifics of it.
Yeah, I can't remember because as I'm writing this one, I'll be like, did I tell part of that story in another book? And then I can't remember
ma'am.
Which. Book. Then I'm like, I can't remember, but where was it? Where did I retell that? Or did I tell it? Or did I just imagine that I told it because I've been thinking about it? You know, like I can't
tell you how many spotlight searches I did with this one, like thinking, mm-hmm. have I written that down before? And again, this one's different. So I knew like, if I'd told it had been kind of a different context, but anyway, it was weird. But I'll tell you what, so I went to Nashville last Sunday, and then went through like the chapter by chapter on Monday and stayed until the afternoon, like trying to make sure everything was just like we wanted it before it goes to the copy editors.
Yeah.
And, or whatever you call that. Yeah. Typeset, whatever.
Whatever, and,
I don't know.
To press.
So before they do the galleys.
Yeah.
And then I kid you not, I got home Monday night, and then by Tuesday, I was looking at my computer where I have a folder of just different title ideas and stuff I've thought of. And I was kind of looking through that like, huh? Like, just kind of thinking through.
I thought,
what in the world is wrong with me?
I know. It's a sickness. I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Somebody asked me last week, we were at dinner, and somebody said, do you like the, I think it was my friend Casey, and she said, do you like writing the blog better or books better? And I was like, books, hands down, like for 100%, which is surprising to me, you know, because I mean, I love writing the blog, but like, I like the puzzle of a book.
Yeah, you do. And see, I think I do like writing the books. That's not, it's harder for me to figure out the puzzle part of it than it is for you. You're really good at putting all the pieces together. I feel like I just write a whole bunch of stuff and then I throw it to somebody and say, hey, tell me where this goes. Y'all put this together because I'm not good at that part of it.
You're so good that you don't get hung up though. You move when you get going, which I envy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So, all right. Well, I got to go get, speaking of getting going, I got to go get Caroline ready for, I think her ride's about to be here. At least we're carpooling tonight, but I got to go get her ready for her ride to soccer. So she's going because, just in case any of her teachers are listening, yes, she was home today with a cough, but soccer practice is just a classroom lesson tonight. They're not actually practicing soccer.
Right, right.
So our priorities are very much in line.
Very much in line. Well, I've got to look and see if Alex still has lacrosse practice tonight too.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been super fun.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.